天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是大家的好朋友小环。那我们现在正在学习的课题是 From Rumbling to Rejoicing。 在上期节目中呢，尼西米透过祷告获得了王的恩准，并且回到了耶路撒冷准备重建圣殿。那尼西米真的可以成功吗？在重建圣殿的时候他又会遇到哪些问题呢？而作为侍奉神的我们又可以从中学习到什么呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast，
非常感谢你收听我们的节目。
And if you are joining our broadcast for the first time，
如果这是你第一次听这节目，
We are in the middle of a series of messages from the book of Nehemiah，
我们正在讲尼希米记。
We have seen that Nehemiah is a model of leadership, courage and confidence，
尼希米的领导力、勇气和信心成为楷模。
He is a model of someone who understands God's will in his life.
他成为典范，因为明白神在他生命中的旨意。
And he is a model of someone who starts a rebuilding program.
他开始重建计划，立下榜样。
Today we're going to look at the third chapter in the book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要看尼希米记第三章。
Please turn to it in your Bibles.
请翻开圣经尼希米记。
In chapter 3 we see how a good model of God's work can be done effectively.
在第三章里我们看见一个如何有效率地完成神工作的典范。
This model is relevant to churches, to families and to work.
这值得今天的教会、家庭和工作单位效法的。
This chapter tells us about the entire strategy for the rebuilding of the wall.
在这章经文里叙述了重建城墙的全盘策略。
Please allow me to ask you a question.
容许我问你一个问题。
Do you know that God has a strategy for your life?
你知道神对你的一生也有全盘的策略吗？
When you let yourself be an instrument of God's strategy,
当你愿意成为神计划中的一个工具时，
you will have a passion and zest for living.
你的人生就会充满热情和活力。
Because you are doing what God wants you to do.
因为你所做的都是神要你做的。
God has a strategy for believers to make a difference in their homes and in their communities and in the world.
神的策略就是让基督徒无论在家里、在社区或在世上都能产生影响。
When Nehemiah spent sleepless nights probing the broken wall,
当尼希米夜里起来去探查破损的城墙时，
He was not sure what to do.
他还不知道该怎么做。
So Nehemiah did what he always did.
于是尼希米照着他的惯例，
He went to God.
来到神面前。
God gave him his strategy.
神把策略告诉他。
Nehemiah had to get the people motivated to rise up and build.
尼希米必须鼓励百姓起来建造。
He had to give them ownership of the project.
他要让百姓认定这项工程是属于他们自己的。
He had to make them aware of the responsibility to be part of God's work.
他要让百姓都醒觉到参与侍奉人人有责。
And in 52 days, they accomplished the task.
于是在52天之后就完工了。
They rebuilt the wall.
他们重建了城墙。
Because the people were willing and ready to obey God's vision.
因为百姓都预备好顺服神所托付的意象。
There are three lessons that Nehemiah teaches us about how to be effective for God.
尼希米教导我们三方面有关如何有效侍奉神的功课。
First,
第一,
there must be consolidation.
必须要联合。
Second,
第二,
there must be cooperation.
必须要合作。
And thirdly,
第三,
there must be confirmation.
必须要肯定。
First, we will look at consolidation.
首先让我们看联合。
In verses 2 to 10, the phrase next to them literally means at their hands.
从第二到第十节不断出现其次这个词，字面的意思就是在他们手中。
They were literally standing hand in hand.
其实他们是手牵手站在一起。
As we saw in the last message,
在上一次的节目里，
Nehemiah rebuked the critics and the obstructionists.
尼希米指责那些批评者和阻挠工程的人。
Now he consolidates the faithful's hands in building the wall.
现在他却让忠诚者联手来建造城墙。
God's hand is already moving and working in Nehemiah's heart.
神的手早已在尼希米的心中动工。
Now it is time for the hands of God's people to work with him.
如今轮到神百姓的手和他一起动工了。
My listening friend, listen to me carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
When you do God's work,
当你做神的工时，
you are literally joining your hands with the hand of God.
事实上，你就是跟神携手工作。
And then you join with the hands of others as you build together.
同时你和其他弟兄姐妹携手共同建造。
The Bible says that we are co-laborers together with God.
圣经说我们是与神同工的。
Jesus is building his church with our hands.
耶稣基督和我们联手建造他的教会。
How?
怎么做呢？
By consolidating those who love him.
把爱他的人联合在一起。
Jesus is building his church by our involvement in the work.
主耶稣透过我们的参与来建立教会。
In Nehemiah chapter 3,
尼希米记第三章，
there are 38 different names and 42 different groups that were counted for.
记载了38个人的名字和42个组别的名单。
The diversity of this group is astounding.
他们各有特点，令人惊奇。
In verse 1,
第一节,
we see the priests and the high priests were assigned to building the sheep gate.
我们看见祭司和祭司长被指派建造羊门。
Priests were normally doing priestly things not out on the walls building.
通常祭司负责献祭的工作，而不会去建造城墙的。
But Nehemiah convinced them to add their hands to the work.
但尼希米说服他们加入建造的行列。
In verses 9 and 12,
在9到12节里，
we see that several sons of rulers were part of the consolidation process.
我们看见好几位行政首长的儿子也都组织起来了。
Rulers and priests worked side by side to do the work of God.
行政首长和祭司们并肩工作侍奉神。
In verse 12,
十二节,
we see some single women who were working the wall.
我们看见有些单身妇女也在建造城墙。
Now, if you read very carefully,
如果你仔细读下去，
you will see that some bachelors were also working on the wall too.
你会发现其中也有些单身汉在城墙上工作。
Then skilled builders and perfumers and clothiers all were consolidated together hand in hand to build the wall.
还有建筑、制衣、制香料等各行各业的技术工人都联合在一起并肩建造。
In verses 11, 19, 21, 24, 27, and 30.
在第11, 19, 21, 24, 27和30节里,
we read of people who went beyond the call of duty to do more than was expected of them.
我们看见这些人除了自己被分派的部分又多做了额外的工程。
Yet tragically, we read in verse 5,
但很可惜在第五节里却说,
that there were certain nobles from Tekoa who did not put their shoulders to the work of the Lord.
提哥亚人的贵胄不用肩挑他们主的工作。
Tragically, even today, there are few people who work hard while others sit on the fence and watch them.
可悲的是,即使今天,仍然是少数人勤奋侍奉,其他的人却袖手旁观。
Some people want to share in the victories, but not in the battles.
有些人只要分享胜利,却不肯参与作战。
Serving Jesus Christ means that we all have a part.
服侍耶稣基督是人人有份的。
That we all must participate.
每个人都该参与。
And that we all must be consolidated.
我们必须联合起来。
There are many people who are without Christ.
世上许多人还不认识基督。
People who are heading for the judgment of God unless they respond to Jesus' invitation.
他们若没有回应耶稣的呼召，就要面临神最后的审判。
And as believers, we have the message of eternal life.
身为基督徒的我们有个信息，可以扭转他们的命运。
Some of you listening today should ask yourself these questions.
收音机旁的朋友，你应该问问自己。
If every person witnesses like I witness, how many would come to know Jesus Christ?
如果每个人都像我一样为主做见证，那么会有多少人认识耶稣基督呢？
Consolidation is the secret of a vibrant, growing church and fellowship of believers.
要建立一间充满活力不断成长信徒相通的教会，秘诀就在于组织联合。
The second lesson in Nehemiah chapter 3 is cooperation.
尼希米记第三章的第二个功课是分工合作。
The workers were consolidated individually.
工人是个别召聚来的。
But also there was teamwork.
但需要分工合作。
Some people removed the debris.
有人清除瓦砾。
Others were mixing the mortar.
有人混泥。
Some laid the stones.
有人砌砖。
Other people were foremen.
还有监工的。
There was a big diversity among the people and their jobs.
有各种专才，各种职分。
Yet there was unity in purpose.
但目标一致。
This is a picture of how the Church of Jesus Christ ought to work.
这也就是耶稣基督教会应有的蓝图。
We recognize our different gifts.
我们要确认个人的恩赐。
And yet we are united in our purpose.
但联合在同一目标之下。
Every member is an integral part.
每个成员都是整体的一部分。
Yet we don't all do the same thing.
但职责不同。
Everyone is working in a different place.
岗位不同。
Yet every place is pivotal.
但都是关键。
When few people do the work and the rest just watch.
当少数人工作而其余的都是旁观者。
sooner or later, those who are doing the work will be exhausted and weary.
迟早做工的人会筋疲力尽。
When Nehemiah gives us the list, he merely gives us the heads of the households.
当尼希米列出来的名单，仅仅以家长为代表。
He does not mention every individual who was involved.
并没有把所有的名字都记下来。
This doesn't matter.
这不重要。
People may not notice what you do for God, but God does.
别人也许不知道你为神做了什么，但神必定会知道。
Listen to Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says,
请看希伯来书六章十节说。
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
因为神并非不公义，竟放弃你们所做的工，和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
God is not unjust.
神并非不公义。
He knows full well the quiet things that you are doing for him.
他清楚你默默为他付出的一切。
He sees the seemingly unimportant tasks that you are doing.
他看得见你所做微不足道的事。
They may go unnoticed by man, but God notices them.
人会忽略，神都注意到了。
You must concentrate on what is important to the kingdom and to the heart of God.
你应该专心做合神心意和在神的国中重要的事。
If they don't work for the purpose of God,
如果不符合神的目的,
they will work at cross purposes with others.
这些事就会互相矛盾。
They would be like the two men who were straining to wedge a large piece of furniture through the door.
就好像有两个男人在门口辛辛苦苦地搬一件很大的家具。
Finally, one of them turned to the other one and groaned.
后来其中一个对另一个诉苦说,
I don't think we are ever going to get this furniture into this house.
我们永远搬不进去了。
The other man stunned and said,
另一个人很诧异地说,
Get it into the house?
搬到屋里去吗?
I thought we're trying to get it out of the house.
我还以为我们是搬出去呢。
Now this happens when people start working for what they want and do not serve the will of God.
当人们为达到自己的目的而不是为神的旨意工作时，就会产生这种情况。
Suddenly they begin to focus on how right they are and how wrong others are.
他们只看见自己是对的，而别人都是错的。
And before long, instead of using spiritual methods, they are using carnal methods to deal with spiritual problems.
很快的，他们不再使用属灵的方式，而是用世俗的方法来解决属灵的问题。
And before you know it, they are out of step with God.
他们不知不觉地离开了神的引领。
There are some believers who refuse to cooperate in doing the work of God.
有些基督徒在侍奉神时拒绝跟别人合作。
Because to do the will of God, you must move closer in unity.
因为要遵行神的旨意，必须行动一致。
You must work hand in hand, heart to heart with others.
必须手牵手，心连心。
Nehemiah shows us that we must have consolidation and cooperation.
尼希米告诉我们需要联合，需要合作。
The third thing he teaches us is this.
他教导我们的第三个功课是
To work effectively for God, there must be confirmation.
要有效力的服侍神，必须加以肯定。
To Nehemiah, people were not mere statistics.
对尼希米来说，人不是统计数字。
He names them throughout chapter 3.
他们的名字都记录在第三章里。
Nehemiah saw his task as that of an encourager.
尼希米看自己是一个鼓励者。
He walked around the wall, affirming and confirming their work.
他在城墙上巡行，肯定他们的努力。
A leader is not a leader unless they learn to be encourager and affirmer and confirmer.
身为领导，必须懂得鼓励人，表扬他们的贡献。
Parents need to affirm their children.
父母要肯定孩子。
They need to affirm good character, good deeds, and good thoughts, kindness, and sincerity.
他们的品德、善行、好心、仁慈和真诚都需要加以表扬。
In fact, Nehemiah does not mention his own job description.
事实上，尼希米完全没有提及他自己做什么。
And that is why his leadership was great.
所以他是个伟大的领袖。
He was the kind of man who was willing to give the credit to others.
他情愿归功给别人。
He recorded their names and shared the victory with them.
他记录他们的名字和他们分享胜利。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
Give honor to whom honor is due.
当恭敬的,恭敬他。
Can you comprehend the fact that the God of the universe wants to use you?
你明白为什么天地的主宰要用你吗?
You say, I'm not important.
你说,我是小人物啊。
God can't use me.
神用不着我。
I can't do much.
我做不了什么。
My friend, that is a lie.
朋友,这些都是谎言。
God wants to use you.
神要用你。
You can make a difference.
你能产生作用的。
When you are consolidated behind God's vision,
当你们在神的意向之下被联合起来。
When you are cooperating in achieving God's plan,
当你为完成神的计划而分工合作。
God can do great things with us.
神就能用我们成就大事。
When we are confirming others in their call,
当我们肯定别人有神的呼召,
God can do great things among us.
神就能在我们中间行大事。
God is calling every one of you to make a difference just as Nehemiah did.
正如尼希米神呼召我们带来影响。
You can be Nehemiah in your neighborhood.
你可以在你的社区里成为一位尼希米。
You can be a Nehemiah in your village.
你可以在你的农村里成为一位尼希米。
You can be a Nehemiah in your city.
你可以在你的城市里成为一位尼希米。
You can be a Nehemiah in your country.
你可以在你的国家里成为一位尼希米。
God wants to use you.
神要用你。
It is my prayer that you would say yes to the Lord.
我求神让你说,主啊,我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你,我们下次节目里再会。
是啊，让我们来祷告，求神给我们每一个人都有一颗愿意服侍的心，愿意成为他手中宝贵的器皿。亲爱的听众朋友们，若你已经在服侍中，那么就求神可以给予我们更多的智慧，当然，同时也能够明白说如何鼓励别人一起来参与神的事工，透过联合与神亲密的接触，共同来建造神的国度。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里， 愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
敬拜。